Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Everybody, happy Saturday to all of you. We've got a full house today, finally. We got Steve Silva.
Love Shack, baby.
Amber Ashley Carey.
I suddenly have to go pee.
Producer's back.
Hey now.
Wow. Oh. And intern Christopher.
You better not pee on the floor.
And I am Sean Roberts. Together, we are your Weekly Dose podcast.
For joining us today, and we are streaming live to you from Orange County, California. And we're the only podcast to continue the radio traditions of our loves, Mark and Brian. So if you guys miss them as much as we do, you have tuned in to the right show.
That's right, but this podcast just isn't for M&B listeners. It's for all of those who are just looking for a podcast to have fun and enjoy good old-fashioned morning radio style of program.
And for those who have recently found us, thank you. Thank you for joining our family. We are so glad that you listen to the show, especially with places like the East Coast and the Midwest.
Delmarva.
Lime Radio, Delmarva Radio.
Delmarva and Lime City
where
Radio.
Where it's been absolutely cold and stormy for the last couple of years.
No. We feel for you guys.
I'll stay here. Thank you.
Yeah, we will take our 55-degree weather any day over yours.
That is right.
Absolutely. Well, listen, guys, we got a big show for you guys today. Of course, it's a big weekend. It's Valentine's weekend. It's President's weekend and everything. So we got a couple of cool things for you. First thing, 10:15, we got Words of Wisdom with Tina Anderson. We got the Valentine comedian coming in. Sappiest songs, the safest sex positions, how did you meet your significant other, and most romantic cities. And then we also got something, a good treat for you, a pocket-sized cinema.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Now, you can always interact with the show by calling in, or if you like, you can comment on our website, yourweeklydose.com, or send a message to us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Say hello to us on Facebook at yourweeklydose, or if you want to send us a personal message, you can email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
And the dirtier the personal message, the happier Sean will be.
Absolutely.
And you guys can always download the show for free from the website, from iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify. You guys, iTunes is really important. Leave us a review, too. So just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, again, rate and review us, please, please. Even if you hate us, just do it. Just do it. Give us some.
Absolutely. And, of course, today's theme song is The Love Shack by the B-52s.
And a cough.
I love the B-52s.
And cough.
Excuse me, guys. Wow. My throat just got really, really dry.
You want some of my tea?
No, but I might need a refill.
But I can. You can find all of the B-52s music on our sponsor,
Amazon.
Woo!
Or Amazon, as Sean calls it.
Yes. Just go to our website, click on the Amazon banner, bookmark it, then buy everything you want. And we get a little bit of money.
And sound angrier when you do it.
B-52.
Money.
My favorite song is Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
Right there, next to the Ricola.
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 Yeah. My throat all of a sudden got dry all of a sudden. I don't know why.
For those of you watching at home right now.
Oh, my God.
Sean just put on glasses.
Put a hex on you.
Yeah.
She didn't have any crickets.
So, yes, go to our website.
Amber, save us.
The Amazon banner. And shop. Buy the B-52's music.
Get their two biggest singles. This
Rock
one.
Rock Lobster.
And Rock Lobster. That's all you need.
Rock Lobster. Everybody has matching towels.
Oh, you fudged it up.
Boy, this is a long one.
So.
That's what she said.
I know, we're not supposed to do this far anyway.
How many times have you guys seen them live?
Twice.
I got four.
Well, good for you.
Well, Fred lives in Nashville.
Well, awesome.
And he used to come into the bar all the time and be really, really... He'd walk
Hammered?
In the bar. No.
Oh.
He didn't drink much.
Smells a little cynical in here.
He'd walk in the bar in Tribe, where I worked at in Nashville. It's a gay bar. And
Shock.
He liked the pomp and circumstance. Like, oh, God, Fred's here. But you could not approach him or say anything. And if you said... Love Shack, or if you said anything to him about his songs, he would burn a fucking hole through your soul with his eyes.
So, like, even if you complimented him?
Nope. He needed all of the zhuzh, none of the speak or eye contact. It's really weird.
Prince was like that at one time, too.
Yeah.
There's a great story with Jack Blades and where... Night Ranger was giving an award to somebody, whatever, for the American Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And Prince was, like, right in front of him, kind of a thing. And it was the year that you couldn't talk to him, you couldn't look at him, you couldn't speak to him or whatever. And Jack Blade goes, I was, like, the rudest person to him. He was like, hey, Prince, come on, man. Hey, do you have a pic that says Prince on it? Come on, dude. Come on. I'll give you one of my pics if you give me one of your pics. Come on, dude. Hysterical. And Prince didn't turn around, nothing at all. Once.
I'm imagining, Amber, you probably seen him. Remember the Dave Chappelle skit where he plays Prince?
Oh, yeah, the basketball one.
The basketball thing.
I also loved on
that's the best.
SNL when they did a thing with Maya Rudolph as Beyonce and Fred Armisen as Prince. And she would go,
oh, yeah.
Nobody talks to Prince like that. Yeah. Prance. Anyways, enough about hoity-toity celebrities.
All right, well, let's catch up then. So we haven't seen you for a couple of weeks, Amber.
Oh, just 1 week. One.
It was one.
One.
Yeah, which makes it 2 weeks ago.
That much of an impact on your life?
Yeah, so, which means I haven't seen you for 2 weeks.
You're having withdrawals?
This is called Sean
right?
Math.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Sean Math. Yeah.
Sean Math.
When was the last time you were here?
Last Saturday before last. Okay, yes, you're right.
So, it's been 2 weeks that we've seen you.
I've just been doing some auditions here and there, and I had a small little gig up behind the scenes working a crew in L.A., and I finally... I got my hair done by one of the gals on the.
I did notice that the bottoms of your hairline there is definitely a lot straighter.
Oh my God!
Because it got cut.
That's not. No, it's layered, so you don't even know.
Well, no. I mean, I'm saying
you don't know hair.
I can tell it's been cut though.
Okay, but
because of the bottoms before, you know, like mine right now is a little straggly. Yeah, yours it's cut. It's even.
Okay, but I got the auburn back in that little. In there, and it was nice. I was like waiting. I'm like, Cherie, when are we gonna be done with this so you can do my hair? Mm-hmm. So, anyways, and we had the first night I was there in LA, we were across the street from Paramount, and the electricity went out.
Oh, nice.
Like, no,
not nice.
No, because we had to like schedule and go back. Because
see, that was sarcastic.
I know, but I was just being literal too. So. Anyways, so that's it. Been working a little bit here and there and then helping Cal, my buddy Cal, out with his car issues. And that's about it.
Cool. Zach,
occasionally.
How about you, buddy? How was your week?
I'm back into the school blues.
What do you mean?
Hoping that I pass this class. I did something stupid that's kind of bothering me.
What class are you taking, though?
This is a social science class called Introduction to the Middle East, which is very interesting, but I did something stupid.
Okay.
I was writing an essay. It was supposed to only be two paragraphs. I ended up writing like three or four, but there were some things that I wanted to add in there that I couldn't, that I'd forgotten to add in. Mm-hmm. So when you start this essay, you have 8 hours to do it, but you can exit and go back to it whenever you want. Well, stupid me, I left my computer screen open, so the countdown continued all the way to the end. And I just seriously, and I was just, no, not that one. That one.
It both worked.
Yeah.
Well, I learned that I did this stupid thing by checking my phone, saying that you submitted something already. I went, what? So, but then. I went back and then refreshed and went back to it, and I don't know why, but it let me edit it. So I was able
to put good, though.
A couple things I wanted to add, but I still wasn't really stoked on it. So,
well, that's good, though, at least.
I'm hoping I can skim through this class with ease.
I'm sure you'll find out.
Then I'll be done.
We get to sit here for a couple weeks and hear him bitch about it. It'll be awesome.
No, I promise you. I promise you I will not. No, I promise you this is it. This is all you're getting.
Okay.
Until it's over. Or at least until I forget at least until I forget again. And
I'm putting $5 on that one.
Right?
Okay. Oh,
sorry. Great. We know you.
I guess you're going to start putting bets on me. Great.
Steve, how was your week, man?
Hey, well, you know what?
Steve's awake.
Did you have an apple?
I'm actually celebrating the Lunar New Year.
Oh.
You know, that's the first new moon of the lunisolar calendar, which was yesterday. And, well, something I've never really mentioned, but when it's the Lunar New Year, I like to celebrate it by trying to get a girlfriend that relates to what the Lunar New Year is. Like, when it's a rabbit, you know, I like look for a girl who's like a bunny girl who really likes to, you know, all the time. Or a cat, because I just like pussies. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is.
Oh, wow.
I was taking a drink of water. Come on.
And also, so what was fun was the year of the koala bear. It was a fun year. I was looking for all these little cute girls.
Little cuddly.
I'm having a dilemma this year because it's the year of the ox.
So you're looking for a big and beefy girl then.
Bovine features are now in play.
Anybody notice this is the most fired up Steve has been in weeks?
I know. I'm a little concerned.
Like, he is yelling and everything.
It was my hug this morning. It was my hug.
Give me your backpack. Let me see what's in there.
So that's what I've been involved in, and that's what I'm going to be doing.
I like it, though.
I like it. That's my goal this Lunar New Year,
to find
an ox of a woman.
Nice lady.
Maybe I'll find someone from East Germany, because they're sturdy. You know,
you never know.
One of those East German women who lift weights.
It's the Chinese New Year, correct? That's how the calendar goes, right?
Lunisolar calendar, which... Asian countries, China, Vietnam, Singapore, and South Korea... are the ones that are, it's very important holiday in those countries.
Got it.
Thank you for that.
There you go.
Sean.
Yes, ma'am.
3 minutes, go.
3 minutes. Week wasn't too bad. I've been practicing my drums quite a bit because I'm going to be doing an open mic thing come Sunday. So I'm going to be co-hosting it with my buddy Ray. That Steve, you know, attends with me every now and then,
awesome.
Too.
You can call him Jay.
So we're going to be doing it over at Lucky John's on Sunday from 1 to 5.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to that. So I've been practicing drums all week. The drum kit's still out in the garage, so I got to put them away today so I can pack them tomorrow. And then now I've got to start practicing guitar because I have an audition on Tuesday for a different band.
That's awesome.
So they're kind of a hard rock cover band kind of a thing. So they need a rhythm guitar player. So I said,
Slayer?
Okay. No. More yeah. like I think they have a little bit of a Slayer sound to them, but they're doing more classic rock.
Okay, kind of intrigued.
So am I. Yeah, and because
how classic? Like Led Zeppelin classic or?
They want me to do a Led Zeppelin tune. They want me to do a.
Okay, cool.
A Thin Lizzy song like Jailbreak.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I love Thin Lizzy.
Yeah.
So.
Just their name is incredible.
It is. So I'm kind of looking forward to that and everything. And then I did have a friend of mine come over and help me out my train a couple of weeks ago. So once I get this whole thing with the music done or whatever, then I'll start going back on the train. And then I got to start rehearsals also with a new gal that I met recently where we're going to go out as an acoustic duo. So,
oh wow!
So she's all for it. We're the same age, so it's great. Really, really nice.
Keep up on with Sean, right?
And so she just got her guitar restrung and fixed and everything through a friend of mine, and she thanked me and everything. I said, okay, well, we'll catch up in a week and a half or so, and then we'll start rehearsing ourselves together and figure out, you know, what songs we want to do and what set list and everything.
So she got her guitar restrung, huh?
She did. Yeah, she went to a buddy of mine. She went to a friend of mine, and she got fixed.
Oh God.
Wow, Steve.
You guys.
We have two George Takei. He's doing Beavis.
It was pretty Beavis.
You know, just on that, you know what I need right now?
What's what do you need?
I need some words of wisdom right
yes.
now.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch gears. What you gonna do? What
you gonna do? We know who to go to.
Here's a little tip. Word to the wise. Here's a little snippet of advice. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do now?
Yes. Here's our favorite lady that we love to look at and hear her voice all the time.
Aww,
our dear friend Tina Anderson. How are you, darling?
Hey, hello. Happy early Valentine's
Day. Happy early Valentine's.
And yes, I'm good. In fact, I was just checking something on Facebook, and one of our friends, a couple friends, that they live in Minneapolis area, but they live on the lake, and this romantic husband went out on the lake and carved and made a huge heart, giant-sized heart on the lake, so you could see it from from the bedroom window.
Uh-huh.
On the ice, basically carved into the ice, and they were showing me pictures. I'm like, wow, what?
That's cool.
I got like a giant kiss to give my husband, you know, a chocolate kiss. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I got something. I'm good. I did my thing. He's got a giant heart out there. Anyways, it's really beautiful and
that's
sweet.
That's both amazing and, I have to say, risky.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on many a frozen lake. That's nothing to mess around with.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be inside the heart as he carved
it.
That's
carved,
for sure.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, carved on. I don't even know how he did it. It's a perfect. I don't know how he did it because it's perfect. It doesn't look. I don't know. Anyway, it's pretty cool. So, yeah. So, how's everybody there? How are you guys doing? Sean, it sounds like since COVID hit that the music part of your life has really kicked in more.
It has a little bit for me. I've had a couple of good experiences, a couple of bad experiences with it in trying to audition for different things. Somewhere it was just mutual where we just figured it wasn't going to work. But like there was this one guy I went to, started off great, and then it turned into a lecture of conspiracy theories and what have you.
QAnon band.
Yeah, wow. And I just like, as soon as he started, like 5 minutes into it, I just started slowly packing my stuff up. And
exactly.
And by the 40 minutes was over, I'm like, okay, cool, thanks, man. Well, I'll talk to you later. Yep. And I was gone.
Delete, block.
So, but yeah, I'm kind of hoping that these kind of things work out. I got three things out there. And, you know, if all three pick up, great. I'll be busy as hell. If not, we'll figure out which one gets the hottest the quickest.
There you go. I love it, though. I mean, that's it. You know, it sounds like you're kind of dropping into these in and out of different opportunities to find the right one. I think that's great. So,
yeah.
And the fact that you can play everything, that's what my son's working on, my younger one. So, you know, he started as a drummer, and then he has learned keyboards pretty well and piano, studying that. Now Reese is teaching him guitar, and he's got a vocal coach, and he just wants to be able to do everything. And it's so, at his age, it's so hard, but he's spending hours at all this stuff. Trying to, it's kind of like his own college right now, trying to nail it down. So I hear a lot of la, 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 whoa, 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 whoa. I'm like, okay.
Oh, no, I get it. But with me, it's been more on the drums lately because I mean, kind of went back and started to study Ringo Starr again. And, you know, you forget, you know, you think Ringo is so easy, you know, just doom, da, doom, doom, da. It's like, no, that's not Ringo. You know, Ringo is, I mean, the Beatles did over, 200 some odd songs. And basically, he created a drum beat for every single song. So just like there's guitar parts, you have a drum part that you have to memorize.
Wow.
It's not the same.
Wow. We saw him in concert. He was amazing. He looked about 40 years old. You know, it was amazing. So speaking of amazing, so it is Valentine's weekend, and I thought it might be fun to bring up an article that you guys can all look up if you want. It's on elitedaily.com. Uh-huh. And it is how to tell if they're in love with you according to their zodiac sign.
Oh, boy.
So, should we go to Taurus first, or should we go
yes.
to Gemini?
Why not?
Let's knock out the twins.
There's two of us here.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay. So, it says that at first.
Oh, that includes
know,
me.
Taurus, yeah, could be kind of reserved, kind of protect their heart. It's only because when they fall hard. When they go, they go. And they want to start making, you know, a commitment. And they want you to meet, you know, their parents. And they want you to be involved in their life. And they have an eye on the future. And so if that starts happening with someone in their Taurus, then according to this article, then they could be falling in love with you, but don't expect it to be love at first sight. It takes a while. And again, according to this person who wrote the article, it takes a while because they protect their hearts and they don't want anything to happen to them. So they give themselves some time, and that would be the Taurus.
Truth. That's truth? A true one. Yeah, I think that's for me. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's go to Gemini.
That means they have a chastity belt for their heart.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
yeah.
It feels so good.
There you go. So if you're a Gemini, you'll know a Gemini is all about you when they just can't shut up about you. They tell their loved ones about your dorky laugh or your heroic efforts at work or how beautiful the restaurant you took them to. And they also, it says, will start sending you paragraph-long texts full of emojis and affection. If a Gemini runs out of words for you, maybe you might be ready to move on, because Geminis like to talk about the people that they care about. Does that sound like Sean Roberts?
Yeah, to a degree. As a matter of fact, I remember the first date or whatever that I had with my wife. It was really funny because it was like catching up with an old friend. And I couldn't shut up about my past and trying to get her to understand where I was coming from. And so, yeah, I can kind of relate that, definitely.
Okay. All right. So let's go to Scorpio then. Scorpio is always funny because
Scorpio?
It's so intense.
Yeah, because you got a big stinger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it's got that big bend in it, so that's kind of a downer.
Oh, my gosh. A Scorpio in love, according to them, is seriously worried. They've already completely decided to devote themselves to you, and the thought of you breaking their heart destroys them. However, if you can make them feel safe, they'll be forthcoming about the depth of their love. This sign has no doubt in their mind that you're perfect, and chances are they've already envisioned the two of you getting married. But there's always intensity around the sun sign, the archetype of Scorpio. And so I guess if you're dating a Scorpio, you can imagine that maybe if they're into you, they're already seeing marriage bells. They're already envisioning a wedding and what that would be like. But there could be a sense of worry about that because it sounds kind of like the Taurus to me, because they will be very devoted, and the thought of them breaking your heart, if you're doing that to them.
Yeah, Tina, Kristen's a Scorpio, so this is interesting.
Wow.
Oh, well, anyway, and, you know, the thing with we always joke about the Scorpios, too, is, you know, don't cross them, you know, because if there's a car around and your favorite, you know, hat is sitting there, they're going to run over it for sure. You know, that's Scorpio's like, really? Okay, I'll just run over your hats and see how that feels.
If you happen to be in it, so be it.
I'll let you, I'll let you keep your
that's
limbs.
That's kind of true.
No, it's so true. And then I'll share my. An Aquarius is one of the more elusive signs, making it difficult to know if they really love you. Saying the words "I love you" is terrifying for them and could take a while. However, you'll know when their hearts are at if they spend all their time with you. They disappear from their loved ones' lives all the time, and if they make an exception for you, you must be pretty damn special. So I've been here with you guys. How long have I been with you guys? I have never disappeared.
You
so
love
there you
us.
Go.
I know.
You really love us.
Now, could you say that was true for you when you met your husband, though?
Well, you know, my husband, yes, he didn't say anything about getting married for the longest time because he thought, I just knew it would scare you away. And I could, you know, I could feel your fiercely independent spirit. And so he goes, I just kind of backed off from all of that because I could feel it in you that it would be too much. Now, saying the words I love you isn't terrifying to me at all. It would, you know, I dated a lot of different people because I love people. A true Aquarian, like we're interested in people so much. And so for me, it was just fun. Dating was fun to me.
Yeah.
But if they felt like they were getting too serious, I always felt that was me because I was always very open about, this is where I'm at in my life. This is what I'm doing. We're going on a date, but, you know, and so I was very forthcoming. And so I would never get scared about that. But if it did happen, it would be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. It's, you know, so that was more me. So I didn't get scared. But the average Aquarian, I guess, could just because of and we do disappear. Like we're the kinds that will be at a party. Don't ever take it personal. And we'll just leave. Like we're just we won't say goodbye. We're just like, OK,
we're just
going
to sneak out to the back.
We would be kind of like that. And I've done that, but my friends know now. I go, don't take it personal. And for me, especially being a little more empathic so I can feel people's energy, sometimes it just gets overwhelming. I got to go. Like I'm walking out the door. I can't do anymore. But my good friends always know that that's not to take that personal. This is a fun article. And so I don't know if you guys want me to, if you have partners or girlfriends, boyfriends that you know of from your family or anybody you want me to look up. I think because we don't have to cover all of them, but those are the ones that I'm covering for you guys, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Tina, can you post that on our Facebook page?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy to do that. So I want to say one last thing.
Sure.
I'll wrap it up. So it's Valentine's Day. There is more than one soulmate for everyone. I believe that there's a life partner and there are lots of mates that are on your soul journey with you. So don't get hung up on that fact that I haven't found my soulmate. You do have soulmates if you have beautiful friends and people that you've spent a lot of time with in your life thus far. You
so
do have
true.
Those.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Yeah, yeah. I
don't
agree.
Don't get hung up. Don't. Now, I will say this, though. You know, you call in your life to people that match your frequency. So if you feel like you're in a Lonely Hearts Club, you can't figure out why. What's going on with my relationships? Why all the wrong ones? Why repeat patterns? It's your frequency. It's your energy. Don't seek out love in a partner, you know, when you're really broken. But if you are and you do find someone in that process, make sure they can grow with you so that one of you doesn't change your frequency, your vibration changes. Just if you're kind of working on yourself, then make sure there's somebody that can work on themselves and work, and together you can grow, right? You need that.
Right.
And but don't get down on yourself if you feel like, what's wrong with me? This is the best advice I can give you. Be the person that you want to meet.
Ooh,
work
I like
on
that.
That is so true.
Work on the person that you want to meet in on yourself. So instead of seeking and looking for someone, say, I'm going to create that in myself, and then I will have a frequency, and I will find someone, and I'll draw them into me.
So true.
And that's the best way to look at it. And don't get down on yourself, okay? If you're feeling like, you know, oh my gosh, it's wrong. Nothing's wrong with you, ever. Mm-hmm. It's
right.
Just not in the cards right now.
I had a friend, and she would always say, water seeks its own level.
Mm.
And I mean, it's totally the frequency thing is, you know, it's like a wherever you're at, that's what you'll attract.
That's where you are.
Yes. Yeah. And we tend to look for people to help us or bring love or bring something to our lives instead of saying, I'm going to work on everything that I want to pull in, and then I will be shining brightly and I will draw that person in. It's just there's no way you can't, you know. And so that you just be the person, you know, that you're trying to attract into your life, the qualities and all of that. And then you will, it'll happen so much easier and effortlessly. And if you have your soulmate and partner and you're not romantic, great. You are romantic, great. You do a card, great. You just say Happy Valentine's Day, great. There are no rules, so just enjoy your day however you want to.
Exactly.
Awesome.
I totally agree. Totally agree. Tina, it is always
all
good
right.
to hear your voice.
Thank you.
And you know, it's just amazing because we just celebrated our 200th episode. And then 4 years of being on the air and everything. And I just can't stress enough on how much I appreciate you and how glad I am that you are part of our program.
Oh, well, I love it. It's always fun, and it reminds me of OG Radio, which I do miss, and so it's fun to have a team there to talk to, and I love all the energy. So thank you so much. I love you guys too, because I'm sticking around, right? I've disappeared.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If I'm talking and then I just stop talking and leave the show live, you're like, oh my God, she's being such an Aquarius.
She really is.
I guess she's done.
She's done. She just left. No, I won't do that to you. All right, have a beautiful weekend. I'll talk to you guys next month.
Happy Valentine's.
You too. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do now? Here's a little tip. Word to the wise. Here's a little snippet of advice. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do now?
I hope I can get through this show.
Me too.
My throat, I don't know what it is. It
you need some of my damn tea.
It is just drying out. I got one. Thank you, Christopher.
Okay, good.
But no, it is just drying out immediately, kind of a thing. And I'm constantly taking small sips of water. And the drinking glass kind of.
Maybe you need to constantly take large sips of water.
Something, yeah. Gee, many crickets. Holy cow.
Was that a larger sip of water?
Yeah, this is a larger. Larger. This is a small sip.
Just turn the volume down, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Theater of the mind, people. Theater.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, you know, Wednesday, earlier I was talking about the open mic thing that we were doing, that I've been doing lately and everything. Of course, Steve goes with me every now and then to these open mics. And we did our first one for the year with my friend Ray. And it was really cool. It was down in downtown Placentia. You know, the old town part, and
right in the old town where the Tamale Festival is.
Yeah, exactly. Where the trains go by and everything and so forth. And we actually had an absolute blast there. But before we did the open mic with all the musicians, there was this guy. I guess he was just starting out. You know, did comedy, I guess, or whatever. And
oh yeah,
he would have you, and he was okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't the greatest or whatever, but yeah. I mean, you know. I think it was his first time. He was nervous, you know, but it was kind of nice just to see there and have some other kind of entertainment. So we actually turned on our phone voice recorders or whatever, and we recorded that night for this guy and everything. So we're gonna play that for you right now.
Okay, plagiarism. Right? Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here he comes.
Hey! Thanks, everybody, for coming. Yeah, at least that's what my girlfriend said last night. Okay, now. Listen to me. Yes, here we go. What did the Valentine's card say to the stamp? Stick with me and you'll go places. Hey, what do farmers give their wives on Valentine's Day? Hogs and kisses. Okay, here's one for the ladies. Roses are red, violets are blue. If he's busy on Valentine's Day, the side chick is you. Okay, what do single people call Valentine's Day? Happy Independence Day!
Oh. I like that.
All right.
I like that one.
Okay. What is the difference between what is the difference between a calendar and you? At least a calendar has a date on Valentine's Day.
Man, that totally negated the first joke. Ouch.
Okay. Listen, why did the pig give his girlfriend a box of candy? It was Valentine's Day.
Ta-da.
That's my personal favorite right there. Yeah, okay. Do skunks celebrate Valentine's Day? Sure, they're very sentimental.
Oh, boy.
Did you hear about the romance in the tropical fish tank?
What? Yeah, baby.
Oh, it was a big case of guppy love.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, what do you call two birds in love? Tweethearts. Okay, here's my personal favorite right now.
You said that
again.
Already.
Oh. Yeah, gotcha. Okay, what? This is supposed to be recorded.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I love the Looney Tunes.
Yeah, everybody ignored
I love the fact that, you know, our producer was there, the recording.
Yeah, I know.
I kept waving at you guys, but you weren't watching.
Ignore the last 20 seconds.
My face.
Okay, here we go. What did the elephant say to his girlfriend? I loved you a ton.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay, what did the French chef say, give his wife for Valentine's Day?
What?
A hug and a quiche.
A quiche?
A quiche.
Oh, that's love to me.
La, 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 la. Okay, okay, okay. What did one pickle say to the other?
Oh.
You mean a great dill for me.
Oh, my God.
You dick.
Oh, no.
Okay, 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 okay. Well, why did the cannibal break up with his girlfriend?
Why?
She just didn't suit his taste. Oh, no. Well, that's all of it for tonight, folks. Gosh. Thanks for the support. Support. Oh, provoke or just.
Fantastic.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, that was a good recording.
Huh. It was like we were there.
Yeah.
It was kind of an interactive day-to-day recording.
My face. My face. Ouch.
It hurts more than usual.
Yeah, just the
boy, that guy was kind of crazy.
Still healing. Still healing.
That's one thing.
All this squinching and laughing and smiling and.
If I ever said something to my mom like, God, my face hurts, she would just go, Yeah, well, it's killing me.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
We all know that one.
It should be killing you.
Yeah.
Well, we have to explain why your face hurts real quick then, if we're going to talk about it.
Okay, so my sister studied to be an esthetician, and then she's in Ohio, and she worked in like a professional, like a med spa doctor office kind of place. But she sent me, she regrets sending it to me. She sent me like a glycolic acid peel kit.
Mm-hmm.
She told me very carefully how to do this. And I did it to the T, but I was several glasses of wine in.
Oh, gee, you didn't tell us that part about it.
There it is.
Was there we go.
Was it a big glass or a little one?
It was a little over half a bottle.
Oh, so it was this.
God, Amber.
Okay. It's fine. I'm healing. But it's
yeah,
just,
you are. No, it looks like you fell off a skateboard.
And I've done that before,
It
does.
And scraped your forehead
it
with...
It looks like road rash.
Yeah.
It literally looks like road rash.
It looks like, yeah.
I've had so many skateboarding accidents, too.
Well, I was thinking it kind of looks like rug burn.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This is... Ouch.
Sorry.
This wow.
I can see you're right.
I just only want to... So once I fell, I was playing soccer, and I got tripped, and I was running so fast. And this co-ed soccer at Huntington Beach, this dude tripped me, and I slid... The side of my head and my face, like right here, my forehead and my over my eye and my cheek on the turf. And let me tell you, this does not look much different.
Oh, well, that's the story she had to tell her parents.
Shut up. Shut up.
I like the rug burn story.
So the squinching of the face and the laughing is not...
it's pulling in this and that because you're all... Yeah.
Oh, okay, everybody, let's be serious.
No.
Do we have to?
It's hard. Difficult.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, anyways.
Well, this is, I think, going to make...
Amber's face story. There you go.
I think this is going to make Amber's face squinch even more.
Oh, God.
So, I don't know if we've got any music
for
this.
It's our new word, squinch.
But I found something very interesting. And, of course, I mean, half of us here, we're all older. You know, so it's a little bit different.
Says you.
Hey, you're only 10 years younger than me.
Shh, don't you tell anybody.
So, of course, Steve is the ancient one.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm like 23 years younger than Betty White, so I'm okay.
So you're okay. Yeah, exactly. Of course, I'm only 20 years behind you, though.
Yeah, that's not much.
No, it's not.
Guarantee you.
We're back to Sean math.
So, anyway, figure it out. But I did find something really interesting that kind of made me laugh also, though. But the 5 best sex positions to try if you're not very flexible.
I do yoga. I don't even need to hear this.
So, well, you're special then.
I am.
Okay, so the first one here makes a little bit of sense. Lifted missionary.
Stop it. I'm going to leave the room.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Lifted missionary. Of course, missionary sex is, it's... The typical one, what have you, But they're saying what to do is get a small pillow and put it underneath the woman. So that way it's a little bit easier and the It'll help her with orgasm and so forth, and you'll get a little bit deeper for the guy.
Is this like an old people sex?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're not very flexible.
Okay, sorry.
What does being cold have to do with it?
Put my sock up higher.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the first one there. The second one is big spoon, little spoon.
Lesbians can
Steve,
pull that off.
Steve's
thinking about this one here.
Lesbians can pull that off.
Yeah, okay. So basically, spoon style sex is another easy on all the joints positions. So your partner is pressed against your back and their butt while you're on your side. You're both on your side. So you don't have to worry about spreading your thighs or opening your hips or anything. And since your legs are closed, it provides a snug fit and a tighter grip on the guy's penis.
That's right. And she can stay asleep during it.
Yeah, exactly.
Tuning us out.
Oh, God. Yeah, exactly. So there you go. So that's the second one there. Third one is the modified Lotus.
I don't even know what that means.
I have no idea.
Okay. So regular Lotus basically is sitting down. And your partner sits across legs on the floor, so you sit in your partner's lap facing them. That's Lotus.
Okay. Okay.
That's Lotus. So let's say.
Okay.
So to give you, so I'm here, and then basically you would be here.
Use me as the example. That's
you're
not
the only woman in the room.
That doesn't mean you have to use me as an example. You can say a lady.
A lady, like you, like
no,
yourself.
What the fuck? Oh my God.
Okay. So in its place, basically now, comes a modified Lotus where the bottom partner should sit on a chair or bench that is low enough to the ground so you, the top partner, Amber, can
sit.
Sit on top with both of your feet firmly on the ground.
And I'm leaving the room.
For Amber, that's a low stool because she's so short.
That's true. Yeah.
So that's what it is there, basically. So now, instead of the guy trying to help control, it's the woman who has the control because her feet are now flat on the ground.
Oh, my God.
So that's what it is there. Steve would like this one. I know Amber's what's going to say on this
one. Is it a sexual position?
This is the fourth one here. This
I would like it just because it's a sexual position.
Yeah, this is the snuggle puss.
Sounds good.
Basically, it's a reverse cowgirl that's easy on the hips.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds funny.
So have your partner sit
in
a chair.
I'll show you later.
No! Oh, my God! You guys, I do not consent to being the example for this. I do not consent. No means absolutely fucking not.
I still bet you Amber's going to go home and probably try at least
two.
She'll have a couple of glasses of wine and
two.
With
whatever new girlfriend she's going to have.
Oh, my God. There's nobody new. Stop it.
Give it a week.
Oh, my God.
Give it two.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We know you.
And the girls you date.
I'm called out.
Just use one of your pillows.
Oh, my God. I almost choked on my teeth.
Should we move on? Or?
Are there any more?
Yes.
I've
actually done this one. Standing doggy style.
Okay, that's not that one. That's not that shocking.
How does she stay attached to the wall?
Oh, my. Oi.
Get the puppet.
Get the puppet. Get the Steve puppet.
Yep.
Zach will demonstrate on the Steve puppet. Yeah. That's what you should be doing. You should get the Steve puppet.
Wait. Did you? Okay, we need to isolate what she just did right now.
Oh my God, what was that?
You need to get the puppet out.
Okay, 43
minutes. 43 minutes. 43 minutes. All right. On the Steve puppet. That's
make,
what
make
I'm
a note of that.
Say.
43 minutes, we gotta isolate what Amber just said.
I'm gonna blow it. My neck and my eyeballs are bulging out from laughing so hard. I hurt.
So there you go, guys. The five best sex positions to try if you're not Very flexible. Yeah, exactly. So Standing Doggy, Snugglepuss, the Modified Lotus, Big Spoon, Little Spoon, and Lifted Missionary. So happy Valentine's Day.
Yay.
From your Weekly Dose.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh.
So.
Okay.
All right. So Valentine's Day, tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Not after that segment.
No. I'm now asexual. I'm now
asexual what?
Predator.
Dynamo.
My face.
Yes, we know that about you, but
oh my god.
Not where it's been.
Oh damn.
Okay.
All right. But the thing
breathe,
is
breathe.
Everybody, you know, we do the whole romance thing and whatever, what have you. And, of course, some people love to set things in the mood with their significant others, candlelights, you know, the whole nine yards. But, of course, music.
Carving a heart into a lake yeah, and then a fucking soda.
And but the coolest thing, though, is you got to really set the mood with the kind of music that you're going to play.
This is true. Music is like, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of babies are made to mostly music.
Oh, yeah, they are. I mean, when I was dating, when I was young, for me, it was all about Kenny G. Just that romantic thing, you know.
Da, da, da.
Kenny G was sexy. Da, da, come on. Da, 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 I remember going to a concert one time.
I turned her off. Go ahead.
Thank you. I remember Carrie and I going to a concert one night at the Universal Amphitheater to go see Kenny G. He just finishes a song. Everybody breaks into applause. The applause subsides and everything. And you hear this one guy out of nowhere go, "God damn it, I'm horny." Everybody just busted up laughing, including Kenny G.
Yeah, baby. That's pretty funny.
That was just hysterical. So
yeah, baby.
There you go. So, all right. So, Steve, I think you have certain songs here now for us.
Yes, the top sappiest songs ever recorded.
Okay, the sappiest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to take issue with this number five here. We'll start from five, go to one. I like this song because of what it refers to.
Okay.
But oh, dear.
It is sappy.
Okay, all right.
Okay, ready?
I want you to stay next time.
Heartlight by Neil Diamond, 1982. I remember standing in line to see E.T. for hours. It was amazing.
Hours?
Yes.
Really?
It was before you could pre-buy tickets, and that's what happened. But the lines for the state, it would be wrapped around the blocks.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
My goodness.
There's been just so many sappy songs over the years. It's difficult to cherry pick, but we could have made this the top 100 list and not scratch the surface. You Light Up My Life, Careless Whisper, Send in the Clowns. You know, then I remembered the saptastic You Don't Bring Me Flowers with Streisand and Neil Diamond.
Aww.
Which led us to the frighteningly cheesy Heartlight, a song literally inspired by the movie E.T. It simply doesn't get much sappier than this, folks.
All right, let's hear a little bit of it again. Crank it up a bit.
For all the world to see.
Pretty good one.
Turn on your heart. Oh, it's definitely sappy.
Yeah, okay. In the middle of a young
boy's dream. Yeah.
I'll be right there.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of Neil to get sappy, but I'll say it gets there a little bit. All right.
Okay, number four.
Uh-huh.
Don't Give Up on Us by David Soul, 1976.
Oh, my God.
Now, when he wasn't starring in a greedy TV crime drama, Starsky and Hutch. I was saying Startsky. I don't know what. Anyway, Starsky and Hutch, David Soul was dishing up one of the sappiest tracks ever recorded.
That's Starsky?
Scientific studies have demonstrated that bees are actually attracted to the saccharine tones of this song.
What?
All right, let's sample a little bit here.
Not sure how I feel about that. Hi, I'm Starsky.
Don't give up on us, babe.
Owen Wilson plays me in the sequel. Amber's face.
More try.
Cringe face.
I know we put a last one by.
Everybody everybody knows the words. Just
I'm making love to this song.
This shit makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, it's sappy, that's why. All right. What's the next one, Steve?
Okay, now number three. There Will Be Sad Songs by Billy Ocean, 1986.
Really?
Yeah, this one gets bonus points for being a sappy song about sappy songs.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
I like this song, though. This is actually...
He's so dressed for the 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. The 80s were the golden age of sap.
The man. This is the kind of shit that in the dentist office.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there like my mouth pried open.
With highlight magazines. And
getting like National Enquirer.
Sitting in the dentist office.
The most painful shit. And this is playing. I'm like.
All right. Crank it up. Crank it up a little bit. When the words of the love song. Dodge the. Sad songs to make you cry.
Love songs often do. They do. Cry right now. Touch the heart of someone new. Saying I love you.
I just love the fact that Amber was able to lip sync that right now.
I know every word of the song.
I like a song, but I don't know if it's that sappy, though. I think there's other ones that
I'm
could be.
I'm not familiar with it.
I love you.
Okay, that brings us down to number two.
It's the hardest thing for Aquarius to do.
I'm having a little problem.
Some problems with two.
Okay,
huh?
Here it is. Now, I want to make sure I say this properly. Number two is every power ballad ever recorded by hair metal bands. Okay. Every rose has its thorn by Prozen.
Prozen.
Oh my God.
Poison. When the Children Cry by White Lion.
Oh, that's actually a really good
song.
Don't
Know What You've Got Till It's Gone by Cinderella. I Remember You by Skid Row. Let's go on forever. There was something very unmetal about these hair metal bands.
Because.
They were sappy.
I don't think they were that sappy, though. I mean, every you know, rough guy has a soft side. I'll tell you that.
Poison can go from every rose has its thorn to fucking cherry pie, like, bam!
How about Heaven
from Warrant? Well, two different bands, though.
How about Heaven from Warrant?
Warrant did cherry pie.
Oh, you're right, okay. Sorry.
But yeah, I mean, Warrant has a good one. I mean,
let's say Heaven. That's what's popping my head.
I'll crank it.
Weirdest album cover.
Cherry pie.
This video is hot.
It's all live footage, basically.
I'm kind of getting a chubby.
Keep it right where it is.
I think there are probably certain ones that are a little sappy, but I think there are some that are very cool, like this one, though. You know.
Well, in her cut in that video was like a lady like in lingerie with like flowing like in her, it was a band, but then it was intercut with some little pieces. I thought.
I don't think so.
I remember that. Maybe it's another sappy song, but I remember like that. It was like the band, and then it was like a lady like. Flowy and like.
Pull it up real quick.
How is she going?
Wait, what am I pulling up?
Pull up Warren's video of Heaven. Oh. Let's actually check it out.
Bum ba da bum. Is Amber Summary correct?
You shouldn't set this bag over here. Keep
plotting. Shut up,
Christopher. Throw my tissues in it.
Uh oh. There you go.
I'll get that. Nobody has to pick that up.
Yeah. Okay, so it's Janie singing. Close up on his face.
Looks like an 8-year-old girl singing. Am I wrong?
Hi, guys, we're Warrant.
So it's all pretty much live footage, behind the scene footage.
Why
so
do you dress like Elvis or Evel Knievel? I don't need to be the king of the. Gaze into his eyes.
I know, right?
He's like the Justin Timberlake of the 80s.
I gotta tell you the story. So
my granddaughter could put on a wig and do that.
Yeah, she has all live footage.
Yes, but there were parts where you had the chick with the camera, and I thought she was, like, in lingerie.
Okay,
like.
All right, keep an eye on it for us.
Okay.
I got to tell you this story, though.
Okay, tell us the story.
So, Warren had just gotten dropped off from their label, and they do a show at the Troubadour. All five original members.
Yeah, I told you.
Which one? Okay.
I just saw it. No, yeah. Give it a second.
Okay.
It was quick.
I think it gets more.
Here.
There's more parts.
Well, that's not lingerie. She's taking a picture.
No, there's more part. It gets more. There's more towards the end. Slowly.
Okay. So anyway, I take Karen to go see Warrant for the first time. We're at the Troubadour in Hollywood. So we are at the stage.
Okay.
You know, and Karen's really getting into it and everything and so forth. They put on a great show, even on a small stage.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they did phenomenal.
Did they have those pants on?
Yes, they did. And Janie was there, and he comes down or whatever on his knees. He's kind of, you know, headbanging or whatever with one of the songs. Karen became such a groupie. She reached out and touched his hair, and she got, oh, my God, it's so fine, whatever.
Oh, my God.
It was hysterical, absolutely hysterical. And, of course, I've known Janie for a few years already by this time, and we were fortunate also enough to catch up with him later on through the years at the NAMM show. And every time we were able to take a picture with him and reminisce or whatever on that, though. But yeah, such a nice guy. It's just too bad on how he passed away.
Yeah, it's in here, but I'm also mixing up another video. I just realized this, too.
I was going to say, because I know this band pretty well.
But you do see the chicks later with her the camera.
Well, yeah, she's taking pictures.
But there's more, but it shows more of her. So.
But nothing in lingerie, though.
Yeah, the other chick is wearing lingerie.
There's only been one girl in here so far.
No, there's another one, isn't there, Zach? She was standing with a TV like this, and she has lingerie.
Yeah, it was like for a second, though. I don't think there's anything else in here, Amber.
There is!
That's
ow!
Funny.
There's not, Amber.
It's kind of cool. That's the only thing you remember about it.
Sorry.
Well, we still have one more.
It's like when we watch a 2.5-hour movie and remember the 10-second part of it where
yes,
there were
I
boobs.
Remember the chick parts. Yeah, sorry. Sorry!
We're the same way.
Yeah. So, anyway.
You can't get away from a beautiful body. That's beautiful.
Too bad there's not one in there, though.
They are! We should have watched the end.
We did watch it.
No, we didn't watch halfway through.
That was more than halfway through.
I don't give a fuck. It's there.
Continue.
Okay.
Okay, Trump.
Okay, before we get to number one, we have an honorable mention.
Uh-oh. Oh, he's using his phone.
Yeah. Are you good?
Just fine. I don't know why, but I wasn't expecting Prokofiev.
I went to see Romeo and Juliet at the Royal Opera House when I was 16 with Nuria Van Fontaine.
Anyway, I didn't get to the part, but it's Ravel's Bolero.
Oh, okay.
You know,
Dudley Moore did lots of great things.
Awesome.
She goes and puts it on it. Yeah, that's really good. Okay, number one.
Number one.
The song is something that every single person I've ever met is in the back of their head.
Okay.
It's the Grand Poobah of Sapphire.
Turn off your fucking phone.
Your phone is still on with Dudley
Lord.
Fucking Moore.
There we go.
There we go, thanks.
Okay.
Silence.
It's a song by Morris Albert in 1975.
Oh, no.
And it created a monster. Children of the 70s well remember the horror of hearing this on the car radio.
God, yes.
Despite urgent pleas to turn it off, our parents would sing along instead. Feelings.
Trying to forget my...
This... is the king of sap.
It's pretty much, it's painful.
It is.
It's the king of karaoke, too.
What?
Teardrops. Rolling down on my face.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy.
I want to kill myself now.
Yeah.
Try the Offspring today.
What building can I jump off of?
The Offspring did a cover of
this
song.
This song, to me, is worse than Terry Jack's Seasons in the Sun.
Zach has up a cover of this song by The Offspring.
Really?
Yeah.
We have to hear this. Okay.
Okay, all right. Yeah, please play it.
Oh, my God. I'm so much more confident.
As soon as the ad is over, stupid YouTube.
Is that?
What?
What?
Brooke Shields.
Is that Brooke Shields?
I don't know. Uh-huh.
She's doing like a, is that like a face cream or Colgate?
It's
Colgate.
Gum damage. Yeah, Colgate. My turn up.
Feelings. Feelings. Zax.
Feelings of hate. Chorus is really good. Give it a minute. Imagine.
Wow.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Wow. All my life I feel it. Wish I never met you.
You'll make me sick again. Feelings. To me, this means that, to me, it almost sounds like this is what Weird Al would do.
Yeah, it does actually.
Shit. They were kind of goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would do stuff like
now,
that.
Now, what the hell's in the album cover? Is that
That's
a tick?
Funny.
Is it a tick or a flea? What the hell is that bug on this album cover?
Oh, I think that's a tick.
No, that's a flea.
Is it a flea?
That's a flea.
It's a flea tick.
I don't like it.
That was my first concert ever was that album.
Yeah.
That
I do
album
not
release.
Like this album cover. Make it go away. It's making me itch.
Boy, it's Amber Day, isn't it? It's
sorry.
All, with all these demands.
I know. The girl's in there. I've seen her tits. They're in there.
Not her legs.
That was weird. But moving on.
Her legs.
And that was the top five
sappiest
song.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, wow.
I'm shocked there was no Michael Bolton on that.
I'm shocked we made it to the end of that.
Like it said, there are millions of them you can include. Didn't have time to list them all.
Yeah. Well, earlier today, this morning, we actually tweeted out something to find out how did you meet your significant other? So hopefully we got some responses on it and everything. So we are going to go to our crackpot intern, Christopher.
He's a crackpot?
He's a crackpot.
He's a crackpot.
Thanks for that wonderful description, John. So,
did anybody respond to the tweets?
Yes, we did get some responses over on Twitter and Facebook. So
oh, good. Okay.
So might as well just read them out because... You know,
yeah, that's kind of what we
yeah, please do. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Welcome to radio.
Yep. So, men in high school came to find out we both crushed on each other months before dating, 8 years later with two beautiful boys.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. That's happened. Aww, I see where people had a crush on each other and then didn't know about it and then got together later. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Dorbs.
Got back together with my first boyfriend at our 20-year high school reunion.
Hey, there you go. That does happen from time to time.
Yeah.
That's good.
He worked with the guy my mom was having an affair with.
Wow, okay.
Okay, then.
Okay, so her mom was having an affair, and then she married the guy that he worked with. Okay, all right. That's a hell of a story.
Yeah.
And their second cousin officiated the marriage.
So, at work, we were both married, but both in bad places with our respective partners. From the first time we kissed to the time we left our spouses was 3 weeks for me and 4 weeks for him. We knew it was the right thing to do and that we were made for each other. 13 years down the track, we are still going strong.
That does happen to some people.
Poetry.
I actually wrote a song about that.
Called really?
Can't Love You This Way. Yeah. And it's about that. It's about two people who fall in love, but they can't be with each other because they respectively have in other relationships.
Right.
So,
oh.
Wow. So that does happen, yeah.
And they don't cheat, right? That suck.
Right.
They do not
cheat. There are songs about that.
Right. Oh, they don't. No. I mean, that's what my song is. Like, I can't be with you. I want to. But I can't because we're already in other relationships.
Hmm.
Yeah, which is why the title of the song is all called I Can't Love You That Way.
Okay.
Well, you know, it is sad to belong to someone else when the right one comes along.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's never happened to you?
No.
You've never heard that song?
No, if I make a decision, I stick with it. And you just, I feel like if you make a decision to be with somebody and you really are committed, that you don't seek outside it. You don't let those feelings kind of happen with somebody else. I mean, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that you're a little more like, you're a little more, you know, open, pansexual.
Open.
You're a little more of a, you're a little more hippie-ish. Little more what? You're like hippie-ish. Shh, we're muting you. Mute him.
All right. Any others, Christopher?
Yes. So we got some more. Straightforward. Nightclub, 13 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Simple as that.
Nightclub.
Nightclub.
It's a club at night.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to dance?
No.
No, I said you look fat in those pants.
I already threw my gin and tonic on you. Isn't that enough? Go away.
I spilled it on you. Sorry.
No, that was not a spilled. I threw it.
What else do we have, Christopher?
My older brother's friend went to the same high school. Added on there.
Okay. That's happening. Yeah, you know, so you have a brother or sister or whatever that... Or your friend has a brother or sister, rather, you know.
Or the sister has the brother.
Or
with
the sister
friend.
Has the brother, yeah. So.
Yeah, a lot of ways to intermingle there.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Met in a martial arts class. Smiley face.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That could cause a lot of bruising.
With a smiley face.
Yeah. A lot of hi-ya. All
right. I met...
God, that was so loud.
I did that on purpose. Sorry. Amber's running out of the studio.
What is that blood coming out of your ear?
What the hell? Turn your volume down, Zach.
A new pass moment.
I'm lucky I pissed. I'm so lucky. God, you guys are lucky. You guys are so lucky I just went to the bathroom.
Oh, and that there is why we need the camera set up.
God, I think she hit the ceiling.
Oh my God, that was so good.
Your face is so red we can't even see the damage.
Oh. I looked at myself in the mirror when I was just went to the bathroom and I was like, what the fuck are you making these poor guys look at, Amber? Hamburger face. Yeah, anyways.
We love you, so it doesn't matter.
What was my... I think my headphones are a little hot here.
Oh. That was good.
It startled me, too.
I'm so glad my headphones didn't break. I had to cross the room.
Oh, my gosh. That was good.
That was good. That was good. Do we have any more, Christopher?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and read those.
I was going to say, that's what martial arts does to you. It scares the crap out of you.
Oh.
All right. I met my husband on the internet in the year 2000. Before internet dating, Tinder, etc., were invented. 4 children later, and we're still going strong.
Oh, that's good. Aww. 21 years, that's awesome. Yeah.
So sweet.
Now, and the final one, my best friend's cousin introduced us.
Well, howdy.
Kentucky.
They used to work together. It wasn't a setup. Just a casual meeting.
At the family reunion.
Yeah, exactly.
And you said we had a few on Facebook also, or?
Yes, and where did they go? Oh. No, they're not there anymore. I'm sad now.
Oh, okay. No worries. Well, it's cool. We had a few responses on that and everything.
Nowadays,
Steve,
you've
been married twice?
Yes, I have.
Where did you meet your wives?
Okay. My first wife, I was going to school in San Luis Obispo, California, mm-hmm. to junior college,
mm-hmm.
and the name of it was Cuesta College, and it was on Highway 1 between San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay. And at that time, it was like, this is in 1971,
uh-huh.
and so it was very, very hippie, very 60s, early 70s type atmosphere, and the campus was an old army base. And they hadn't got to a point where they had the funds to build a new campus, which they were going to do. They started building it just before I left. Anyway, the classes were in these old barracks, you know, the old wooden window barracks, you know.
Are you talking about like the Half Dome ones or?
Well, the armory was the Half Dome.
Okay.
The others were more like just
regular buildings.
Anyway, I was in class and she walked into class.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like tall and had long blonde hair, and she was wearing a pair of Levi's that were just ripped up, and a peasant blouse. So cool. And no bra, and she was like
endowed.
And I took one look and I just melted inside. I couldn't think of anything else, and
I could see why.
So that was
you just
like,
wanted to bang her, though.
And he did.
Well, I did.
But is that love?
It can be.
Well, I was in love. I mean, you know, you can't.
Yeah, let's talk about who's.
Okay, there's a face we need to remember.
Yeah, should we start throwing stones or?
No, let's not.
Okay, your second,
I'm sorry,
second
I
wife.
The first
second
one.
Wife. One of the things I did
that's not a good start
all my life is acting. From the time I was 4 years old, I've been in front of crowds of people doing stuff and acting and giving speeches and, and being on stage and stuff. So it was part of me. And when at times I would be depressed or kind of slow in my life, I would go somewhere and try to be in a show because I'd love to be on stage so much. So I had been divorced for like a couple of years, and I was like going, I need to do something. So I went to Golden West College, and I got involved in theater there. So in 1979, that's when I did this. The one of the directors there loved me. I auditioned for something. It was too late. He said, why don't you be our stage manager? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I was doing that. He goes, can you carry a tune? And I go, well, yeah. So he was directing Cabaret on main stage at Golden West College. So I was in that, and they have the Kit Kat girls. One of the Kit Kat girls and I locked eyes.
And that was it.
That was it. I don't know what it was. It was like we were just looking at each other for something, and I'm like, whoa. And so rehearsal, she went and sat back up in the seats up there and was kind of just watching me, and I was watching her. And so I just walked up and sat next to her and like, you know, hey, how you doing? Yeah,
I'm the stage manager. So
And she goes, well, do you have a name? You know, and so
it's
Bartholomew. Like,
oh, boy.
We were like two magnets.
It's Fabio.
Wow. Zach, you're currently in a relationship right now.
I am? I mean, I am.
How did you meet your current girlfriend?
I'd rather not really get too into it, but we met on Facebook dating app.
Oh, really?
And we happened to have some things in common, one of which I don't want to really say, but mostly we knew each other in high school briefly. And just never really got to know each other and just decided to do it this way, and it worked out that way.
That's kind of cool, though.
Right?
Yeah.
That's kind of neat, yeah. No, that's kinda,
it is neat.
Amber.
She's amazing. She's so sweet.
She is.
Some of the girlfriends that you've had, how have you met them?
Well, during COVID, I mean, gosh, everything's online or friends of friends.
Did you introduce me to some of those friends?
You're so funny. And but before COVID, it was a more, oh gosh, it's a mix. It's
of?
A mix of friends of friends, work and networking. I've dated lots of women from and in LA, and that's always a kind of a thing. So it's a big broad pond up there.
It is.
Usually that's through friends and work. And connections,
but never
and online.
Never a club or anything like that, or
you know, I've made friends at bars,
right? But no relationship.
But I mean, no, I worked. I mean, gosh, I bartended and worked at a bar at gay bars for you know 3-4 years in college in Nashville, and it. I had many like a fling,
right?
But it's not really. It's not really a healthy place to meet someone at a bar, a club, or out drinking.
I remember at a bar in Dana Point, you had a thing for the ghost in the bathroom.
Oh, I did, yes. We had sex, actually, me and the ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a thing.
That was a great night.
Me and several cocktails. God, what were we drinking? It was like...
I don't remember.
Beer and cocktail. I don't know, but
that girl be able to flash you guys, though, that's for sure.
Oh, we had so, yeah, that was a lot going on that night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two of the girls flashed it, didn't
that
they?
That was where I found one of Mike's beers on the menu and was drinking that, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So Mike and Kay inspired me to get, it was but a peanut butter stout by Belching Beaver.
Yeah, but we have to say that we also had several gin drinks too.
Yeah.
I had some bourbon.
You
know that, I knew the bartender, song, so she just kept bringing us drinks.
You know that song, you're a lager drink, you're drinking a whiskey drink, you drink a vodka drink, you know, that one, it was that kind of night.
It was.
Those are fun nights.
It was a day, actually. Let's be honest, it was a day.
Yeah, sure. That went into the night.
It started at 1 and it ended at, I don't know.
Well, yeah, you guys left here. You guys left here after the show. And
we were.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. Never mind. That was a fun time. That was fun. And that was just before COVID really hit. And
yeah, it was kind of hitting.
My cousin came and my niece came to visit because they all live down there. And
I still have pictures of them.
Oh, Tegan and Melissa, I love. I miss my family.
okay.
Hey, yeah. Sean, what about?
Wow, great transition.
So I know. What about you?
I
was being sarcastic.
Yeah, I know. I've had two major serious relationships in my life. The first one, I was actually dating her best friend in high school, and all three of us were working at Knott's Berry Farm at the time. And even though I was dating the best friend, it was a very casual dating kind of a thing. She was dating other guys. I was dating other women at the same token. So it wasn't like we were exclusive with each other. We both knew that we were openly dating other people.
Yeah.
And she actually suggested her friend. And so that's how we met. And that lasted for about a good year and a half, 2 years. And then my current wife, Karen, matter of fact, at the end of the month, it'll be 21 years we've been married. And 28 years we've been together.
Like, he called her your current wife.
She's currently my wife.
But the implication just made it. Never mind.
And
Karen's gonna spit in
with
your
her. It was basically a blind date, and a mutual friend set us up together, and we went on a double date. It was kind of like five dates in one kind of a thing. We went out. We had dinner. We did karaoke. We did miniature golf. And then her and I took off on our own, went to the beach.
Went to our taxes.
Yeah.
Got some blood work done.
pretty much, yeah. I mean,
romantic things.
Did some pottery.
it was five dates in one. It really was. Because like I said, we had dinner first. We met at the friend's house. We went out, we had dinner, the four of us. We went miniature golfing. Then we went karaokeing after that. So, I mean, those are the things you do separately.
Yeah.
And we all did all this in one night. And then when Karen felt, you know, she was safe with me, then the two of us took off on our own.
Aww.
We went down to the beach and got to know each other down there, and then went back to her mom and dad's house and talked there and everything. And I didn't get home, I think, until like 2 in the morning.
Oh, wow. That's a great first date.
So, and it's like, geez, how the hell do I top this?
That's
you
an
know,
epic first date.
Kind of a thing. And we've pretty much been together ever since.
Aww.
So, you know, we spent 7 years courting each other, kind of staying together to make sure, because we both came out of a broken relationship kind of a thing, you know. And so we just wanted to make sure that this one was going to stick and everything. And so far it has. You know, like I said, we've been together, you know, 28 years and 21 years married. So
Karen's the best. You're lucky.
Very lucky. Very, very lucky.
Lucky bastard.
She does take care of me very, very well. And I have a great son because of it, and I couldn't ask for anything
okay.
better. Yeah, well, I mean, he's good. He's a good kid. He's a good kid. He's tall.
Yeah.
He does well. Yeah. He does well. You know, he got good grades recently, you know.
That's good.
So, almost straight A's. All A's except one B.
That's pretty damn good.
So, I can't complain.
No.
You know.
You cannot. You shouldn't.
He knows how to cook.
That's good, too.
He's potty trained since the age of two.
Nice. Laundry? You doing laundry
you know,
yet?
Yeah. So
laundry
almost with laundry.
Okay.
You know, so I...
Dishes?
You know, yeah. He puts them in he loads them in and puts them away also when they're
scrub
done.
Scrub the toilets?
He does. So he does that, too. So he's...
He's a great maid.
I might as well just keep him.
Yeah. God, what are you, a slave owner?
I might as well just keep him.
You got to teach your kids these life lessons.
Very true.
Or they're entitled slobs that expect everybody yeah. else to do it.
Next thing you know, they're roommates with somebody and they like leave crap everywhere, never clean anything,
yeah.
go out to eat fast food and just leave it sitting on the dining room or the front room table or, you know, stuff like that.
They're a lot like my ex from a year ago.
Hey, that's like almost all my friends.
Yeah. Walk home to dog shit all over the floor.
So, but yeah, so that's how we met. So, and it's been a good relationship, you know. Everybody's got their ups and downs, of course, but, you know, we've stuck trying true.
I love it.
One thing I've always interested, though, of course, again, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Do you have to go to a romantic place to be romantic, or is it just more of a tone or mood for you guys?
I have an opinion.
Go. Do you do it? You go first.
I think one of the problems most couples have is boredom, and they are always together in the same place, and removing yourselves romantically from that place to somewhere else is more conducive to, you know, not thinking about everything that goes on there. It's just you and them, and it can be.
So a change of scenery then could help.
Yes. So I'm going to do a little thing here. It's the top five most romantic cities in the world.
Ooh.
I watched the Seinfeld episode recently, an old one called The Weekend Trip.
Uh-huh.
And basically, George is telling Jerry, taking a weekend trip with somebody new you're dating is like, it's like make or break.
It is.
You either are going to have a great time or you're going to break up. So.
Very true. Very
true. Jerry breaks up.
Very true.
Anyway, so.
Bakersfield, number one.
Definitely not.
No?
No, it's Barstow.
Norco.
Barstow.
Yeah.
Fresno.
Victorville.
No, okay.
1C. So,
Modesto.
Oh, God. I'm going to do.
We just gave her an orgasm.
So here's.
No, we didn't.
No, you did not. I promise you didn't. So these didn't make the. I'm going to do the top five.
Right.
Okay. These didn't make the cut, but Barcelona, Vancouver, Honolulu. Been to all. I haven't been to Barcelona, but the other ones are great.
Yeah, my folks have been to Barcelona, yeah.
The number five, I'm actually surprised at. So I guess this was voted on. I don't know by who. I need to know that data. But Budapest. Hungary.
Interesting.
I had a friend from there. He left there, so I don't know if that's right. But the Hungarian capital is on the rise as the most one of the most romantic places to visit with your partner. And now's the time to visit the motherland of tranquil love before the masses arrive. I guess this is pre-COVID. So there's the River Danube.
Right.
Which is blue.
Yeah, right? Budapest's secluded spots and underrated attractions will never cease to inspire.
Budapest can be a very sexy city, absolutely.
You been?
I've heard stories, so okay. Yeah, it can be.
I have a friend who left and wasn't happy. Okay, number four, I'm surprised this one, Berlin. I mean, if you're a beer drinker and you're like, you know, how stoic Germans are, I guess that's great. So the prettiest and most interesting city in Germany sometimes gets a bad rap for being unwieldy and a little rough around the edges. That's true.
Well, the history.
But Berlin has a secret. It's one of the most tolerant and open cities in the world, embracing love without stigmas or restrictions.
Ah.
So yeah, a lot of gay couples go there.
That's
a good
place.
Very progressive. Number three, no-brainer, Venice.
Get you
in a gondola. The canals, the restaurants, the food, the magical charm of Venice is unrivaled and undeniable. Over the years, Venice has managed to flip even the most adamant critics to worshippers of the city thanks to the canals, gondolas, the food, just like I said,
everything.
All the other things.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go to Venice, do it now because due to the global warming, it's not going to exist anymore.
This is true. That is on the rise significantly. So they say it's good to go off-season. So that you have more options and it's more
sense,
open.
Yeah,
because
it's a very high city that a lot of tourists go to. So yeah. I can imagine. Yeah.
So yeah, don't go.
And if
when
you can't
it's
afford
warm.
It, just go to Las Vegas. They have it.
There you go. Yeah. Or the Venice canals up here.
In Long Beach. There you go.
Ooh, disgusting. Number two again, Rome, Italy.
A lot of history, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, if you walk around Rome itself and you, I think, discover the nooks and crannies of the city.
Yes.
Then, yeah, I think it'd be very romantic.
I have friends who are from there, and they said it's just like, to them, New York City. They're like, ugh, it's so congested, and traffic, and the smog, and...
But New York can be very romantic, too, at the same token. It just depends on where you go, the time that you go, and everything. But you have to be specific on the places.
Yes. If you're into history, you're into food, it's... Go to Rome.
Yeah.
Number one,
It's got to be Paris.
Damn, you're right.
Gay Paris.
Yes. Paris, France, widely known as the City of Love.
The City of Love.
Paris offers a romantic experience like no other. Exploration is key.
Oh, yeah.
So ditch the itinerary. Don't go to all the main stays. Go on the outskirts. Pop into bakeries, fresh pastries with your partner.
Oh, man, you're making me hungry.
Bistros, wine, blubbity blubbity. Now, I have a friend who lives in the outskirts of Paris, like way on the outside, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like there's rivers and lakes, very woodsy. But like I said, I'm not a big city person. I don't want to go. I like history. I like museums, but I want to like be out in the country. I want to go to the French countryside. I want to go to the Italian countryside. Yeah. I don't want to be in these big.
I'm a mixture of both. It's like I have to have a little bit of both because I like the country lifestyle. But I also like the busyness of the city because everything's exciting there. Mm-hmm. Like when I went to Charlotte, I got to visit there a number of years back. Downtown is very busy during the day. And
Charlotte's adorable.
But once 5 o'clock comes around, everything shuts down.
Yes.
Except the restaurants.
As though they go, oh, I am done here.
Yeah, pretty much.
I am going home.
No, Charlotte, and, North Carolina.
Yeah, and then he's visiting.
Apparently, he's still in Paris.
But in North order to kind of help pacify my, I don't want to call it like going to a club or whatever, but there's a road out there called Independence Road. And it's like a 5 mile stretch of nothing but bar after bar after bar after bar. But what's nice, though, is that these bars have different music in them. So let's say if I want to go to country, I will go to the first one on the left-hand side. Mm-hmm. I go across the street, and 2 doors down, there's jazz. I go across the street from that one, it's rock. I go 2 doors down from that.
It's a little Michael Bolton.
I'll see Michael Bolton, you know, or whatever. So it's a good mixture of that type of a thing.
Yeah. New Orleans is...
I got to have both for me. So, I mean, I can kind of see, I would love to go inside Paris and go through all the different things, mm-hmm. but like you... Go see the countryside, taste the wineries, and try those different things out.
Go to Nice.
I only like going to big cities when it, like this, at the off seasons.
Yes.
Like New Orleans. I went to Mardi Gras twice. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. Horrible. Going to Austin during South by Southwest.
Oh, forget it.
No. All these different things.
You can't go into a big festival like that. I mean, New Orleans
is crazy.
It's an experience.
It is. I even went on New Year's and I was like, this is too busy.
Yeah, so it's a different experience. But to certain cities that are known for certain things of festivals, then yeah, it's a matter of go on the off season so you can actually absorb the city itself, mm-hmm. not the festival.
I wish Bali would have been on this list because that was one of my favorite places ever in the world to visit.
That'd be interesting.
Bali. Yes. It was fantastic.
Well, you know what time it is now, guys?
What time?
It's time for some class.
Some culture.
Something we like to call pocket-size cinema.
Wrong one.
Oops.
It's okay. I did it when you guys were talking.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the Pocket Size Cinema. Today's feature is entitled, Something's Missing. Something's Missing. We open when a married man was visiting his girlfriend.
Oh, dear.
Yes, when she requested that he shave his beard. Let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy... Something's Missing.
Oh, James, I like your beard, but I'd really love to see your handsome face.
Oh, my wife loves this beard. I couldn't possibly do it.
Oh, please?
Are you kidding? She would kill me.
But I just want to see that beautiful and handsome face of yours.
Really? I can't. My wife loves this beard.
If you shave it, I'll fulfill that fantasy that you've always wanted me to do with you.
You mean with your mom?
That's right.
That night, James crawled into bed next to his wife while she was sleeping. The wife was awakened, turned toward him. She felt his face and said,
"Oh, Michael, you shouldn't be here. My husband will be home soon."
Mom.
So classy.
No, mom wasn't in the script, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's funny. We keep touching back to incest for some odd reason.
Wow, Steve. Some Freudian issues you want to discuss, Steve?
No, I just remember that meeting we had before the show.
Okay, oh, gotcha. All right, should we play the game, guys?
Why not?
All right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the new game show that is causing everybody to look up in the sky and go, huh? Quiz me! Quiz you!
Oh, okay, that was an incredibly weird intro. Question number one.
It's that kind of day.
What holiday was first observed under its current name on November 11th, 1954?
Steve.
Steve.
Arbor Day.
No. Uh-huh.
Its current name, November
11th.
Does it exist still?
Yes, absolutely.
Amber.
Amber.
Thanksgiving?
November 11th?
November
11th, 1954
is when it was introduced. So it definitely wasn't Thanksgiving. What holiday was first observed under its current name on November 11th, 1954?
Chris? Labor Day?
No.
Amber. Wait, do you want to go?
I haven't gone.
Sean?
Groundhog's Day?
I have a question.
Clearly haven't seen that.
It's something military,
boy.
Isn't it?
Probably.
I know what it is. I can't think of the okay, Steve.
Steve.
All I want to say is Armistice Day.
No.
God, yeah.
God. Sean, yes.
Veterans Day, then.
Yes,
Veterans Day.
Clearly, we're playing up a gag here.
Couldn't think of the word
Damn
veteran.
It. I feel bad now for not guessing that.
Question number two.
You should.
Veterans Day. You should know that. We're bad.
Let's see.
You're mad.
Yep.
Chris might know this. What type of animal is Sonic the Hedgehog's companion, Knuckles?
Oh, Chris.
Chris.
Echidna.
Yes.
Nice.
Wow.
A what?
Very good. An echidna is an Australian marsupial.
Oh,
not an echidna.
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 Question number three.
Echidna.
Not a kidney. Echidna.
Which TV show holds the record for being the longest-running American science fiction television program?
Oh, science fiction.
Science fiction program.
Chris? Star Trek?
Star Trek? No.
Science fiction.
Steve.
It has the word star in it. Steve.
Well, now you threw me all off.
Oh, Sean.
That is incorrect. Sean.
Stargate.
That is right.
Yeah.
Stargate.
Yeah. Stargate.
Based off the movies.
SG-1 ran for 10 years, 97 to 2007, ended at a record for American science fiction, 214 episodes.
Wow. That's pretty good. We're almost caught up to that.
Yeah. We're right there.
We are.
In what movie, if you watch a certain video in 7 days, you'll die?
Steve. The Ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's too easy, wasn't it? Question number five might be easier. Everyone get your calculators out. How much is 45 multiplied by 95?
Oh. Sean.
Sean.
A lot.
No.
Oh, my gosh. 45, 95.
No.
So
carry the two.
I'm not doing math right now. I did yesterday.
I'm way too high
you got
to
it?
Do math.
I'm trying. I'm not using my calculator.
Throw a number. Any number.
Do you really like the way to do the easy multiplications? I was. Oh, shit.
You mean like the new math?
Everybody's got a smartphone
Someone's
and no one thought to use
me.
Their calculator.
Well, no, it's cheating.
Well, yeah, that,
might as
yeah.
well at this point. Okay,
That's
the answer is 42.75.
There's a way to do that.
Damn, I was thinking to say 42.73.
Boy, that was right there. I went, no.
I forgot the short. There's like a shortcut you do that. Like, fine.
Shortcut to question number six.
Which country invented chopsticks?
China. China.
Yeah, that was a little too easy.
I mean,
it could have easily been any Oriental.
I was like, is that a trick question?
No.
No, it could have been any Oriental.
It could have been
country.
Japan, too, but...
They were invented...
Which is what I was going to guess.
They were invented more than 4,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. Question number 7.
Wow.
What is considered the informal start of Christmas in the United States?
The informal
Steve.
Start?
Steve.
The day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the judges
Black
real
Friday.
Quick. Oh, all right. I guess I'll give that to you, even though you don't get two answers. What's but, yes, it's Black Friday.
Black Friday. Okay, Black Friday.
Question yeah. 8. What item made Mario invincible in Super Mario Brothers?
Amber.
Chris.
Star.
That is right. Why did I get that excited?
Technically, it should be Power Star, but yeah.
No, it's a star. There's no
That's
power.
Two stars.
Question number 8. No, there's no power star. Traditionally, at what time of day on April Fool's Day is all joking to cease?
Oh, I mean...
I never heard that.
Me neither.
Sean.
3 o'clock.
Chris.
Steve.
Chris.
Noon.
So far, Chris is the closest.
Steve. Oh, Chris is the closest?
He's the closest.
Oh. How about... Ten.
Amber.
One.
Definitely Amber. I guess you could say Amber and Chris are the closest.
Chris.
It must be
12:30
then.
12:30. I mean, yeah, I guess 12:30.
Wait.
I'm kind of screwed.
Oh, I think I get it.
What?
Steve. At 12:59 p.m.
No, I get it, Chris.
Chris.
Okay, no.
It's
4-1.
Is it 104? I'm just screwing with you guys.
Damn it.
The answer, of course, is midnight.
Right. Got one.
I was messing with you. I said Chris was close. He said noon.
Suck it!
You said I was going to say midnight, what? And then you went, hey. Chris is closer.
Sean's face. Scoffing
wow.
At us.
I'm going to kill all of
you. All right, last one. last one. Here we go. Come on, make it a good one.
The theory that Earth's outer shell is divided into gliding plates over the mantle is known as what?
Amber. Tectonic plates. No,
yeah. Wait, say that again?
Steve.
Tectonic.
Yeah.
Wait.
There's another. Hang on.
Yeah, I think he's got it right the first time.
The tectonic plates.
No, she's not saying.
Steve.
It's Steve.
Tectonics.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it?
Yeah, no, that's right.
Okay.
Steve was saying it the right way. Sorry.
Dang it. Tectonics. Tectonic plates. Tectonic plates. Tectonic plates against the thing. Yeah.
The thing that moves.
And speaking of tectonic plates, we found out that Japan... And a 7.1 earthquake off the coast.
But they didn't have a monsoon.
Monsoon. You're right. They didn't have a monsoon.
Tsunami.
You're right. Damn them for not having a monsoon.
Thank you. This is why my brain is checked out. I got texts and I was like.
Yeah, that normally happens. You know.
It's that kind of day.
Yeah, because, you know, when it rains here, you know, we look for tornadoes. So.
We do.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed today's show. The website for the show is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page is Your Weekly Dose. Twitter is at Your Weekly Dose 1.
If you want to follow me, Steve, Facebook is Steve Silva. Twitter is at SilvaLining69.
If you want to find me on the Facebooks and the Instagrams, just my name, Amber Ash McCary.
And I'm at Zombie Mel Gibson on Instagram.
And if you want to follow me, Sean, on any of the social media, it's simply Sean R. Unplugged. Also, yeah. Guys, don't forget to listen to us on Delmarva Talk Radio at 7 a.m. Wednesday through Friday. And also on Line City Radio at noon Wednesday through Friday. So until next week, guys, be good to each other, and we will see you then. Take care.
Be feckless, world.
Love shack is a little
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.